You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Teen girl Adara Bunn stops by a garage sale and buys a set of rare Pocahontas Disney cups. The next day, she goes back by the home in search of more Disney collectibles. Arthur Jensen invites her to come again the next day. When she comes back, Jensen invites her inside, then attacks, strangling the teen girl dead.
Nancy, prosecutors believe that the motivation behind the murder was sexual for Jensen. Although Jensen did not sexually assault Bunn, neighbors heard the girl screaming during the attack and called 911. Officers arrived on scene minutes later. Jensen exited his home and told officers, quote, "There's a girl inside and I strangled her." Jensen's sentencing brings the five-year-long case to a close.
Jensen, 53, found guilty of murder, now sentenced to 50 years behind bars. What about life? Christopher Harris settles down to relax at his Florida apartment complex pool. Harris connects his phone to a Bluetooth speaker, but instead of playing music, he puts on a porn video for the entire complex to hear. Cops are called. Harris found watching the video with his pants around his ankles. Need I say more? He's quickly arrested for indecent exposure. I bet that was quite a suntan. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A federal criminal complaint accuses a Tennessee woman of trying to hire a hitman to kill the wife of a man she met on a dating app. The complaint, submitted last month in U.S. District Court in Knoxville, accuses Melody Sasser of engaging in murder for hire. According to our friends at WATE-TV, the complaint states that an account linked to Sasser used a dark web-hosted website to arrange for the murder of a woman in Prattville, Alabama. The complaint goes on to say that Sasser, a resident of Knoxville, was connected to the account that placed the, quote, order for murder through Bitcoin purchases that were used to transfer funds to the account. Sasser is expected to appear in Knoxville Federal Court June 8th. Police in South Florida have arrested two individuals and are still looking for a third, wanted in connection with a Memorial Day gun spree that left nine people injured along a crowded beachside promenade. For more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the Hollywood Police Department, detectives arrested Ariel Cardon Paul on Sunday night. Jordan Burton was taken into custody Saturday by Hollywood Police and the U.S. Marshals Task Force. Police have named Lionel Jean Charles Jr., who has not yet been apprehended, as one of the shooters in addition to Paul and Burton. Each will be charged with eight counts of attempted second-degree murder, one crime of carrying a hidden weapon, and one case of attempted first-degree murder. Police say that 18-year-olds Morgan DeLuches and Kashawn Stewart, who were both involved in the altercation that resulted in the shooting, were detained last week on charges related to firearms.
According to authorities there in South Florida, five handguns have been found, one of which was reported stolen in the Miami area and another in Texas. A first-degree murder charge has been leveled against a suspect in the fatal shooting of a West Virginia state police officer on Saturday. Video arraignment for 29-year-old Timothy Kennedy took place in Mingo County Magistrate Court. Kennedy was being held without bond in the Southwestern Regional Jail. Kennedy is said to be a resident from the nearby Matawan village of Beach Creek in Mingo County. After searching for Kennedy for several hours, police were able to apprehend the suspect at a police checkpoint Friday night. Officers say he was driving a stolen vehicle. According to state police, Sergeant Corey Maynard and two other troopers were fired upon as they arrived at the scene of a shooting earlier Friday. After being shot, Maynard was transported to a Logan hospital. In a statement issued Friday night, Governor Jim Justice announced Maynard's death and expressed his, quote, complete heartbreak. A New Jersey attorney accused of sexually assaulting four women in Boston about 15 years ago has been ordered held on $500,000 bail. The prosecution claimed that authorities were able to connect the defendant to the incidents by obtaining DNA evidence from a drinking glass. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
At a hearing Monday in Boston, several charges were brought against Matthew Nilo of Weehawken, New Jersey, including three counts of aggravated rape, two counts of kidnapping, one count of assault with the purpose to rape, and one count of indecent assault and abuse. According to authorities, the accusations are related to four incidents that took place in Boston's Charlestown district between August 2007 and December 2008, at which time Nilo is said to have lived in the city, according to the authorities. 35-year-old Nilo was arrested last week.
Prosecutor Lynn Feigenbaum stated in court that in some cases, the attacker claimed to have a pistol and threatened to kill the victim. Feigenbaum claimed that in one instance, he showed the victim a knife.
Elsa Maria Ferreira, a mom of three, takes her family's laundry to a Houston laundromat. She's caught on video leaving in her black 2016 Nissan, but never makes it home. Days later, her children discover her car had been towed from an apartment complex across town. They say the mom had no connection to those apartments. The laundry found folded neatly in a basket in the back seat. The rest of Maria Ferreira's belongings gone. If you have info about Elisa Maria Ferreira, please call Houston PD 832-394-1840. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.